seen on the federal government side, not only are they going to be doing small business loans, and you can apply for it through the SBA, and I've heard that the application process, anecdotally, has been very, very easy and very, very simple. I have not heard that they have seen a result from that. But there are others taking things into their own hands. It was Noblesville that announced small business resilience grants. 46 local establishments in Noblesville are getting a grand total of $250,000. And how, is this the way we want cities and municipalities responding? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Mayor Chris Jensen joins us right now on the drivehubler.com hotline. Let's start with these grants, this $250,000. Where did that money come from?
Well, good morning, Tony. You know, it really was a matter of us taking a look at who is going to help save our community. And Noblesville is built on the backs of a lot of small businesses. And we have a healthy rainy day fund because we have been fiscally conservative the last several years. And so we felt like no one was going to be denying that it is raining now. So we were able to dip into our rainy day fund a little bit here to provide some relief to some of our small business owners here in downtown and across the city.
So these grants totaling $250,000 amongst the 46, granted up to $10,000 per small business. So what were the qualifications when you were getting these applications? You picked 46. What did they have that others didn't have? What were you looking for? What is this money intended to do?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, like you said, we gave away 46, but I can tell you we had 209 apply in a matter of about 72 hours. Requesting about $1.9 million, which was just mind-blowing to me, shocking to see what the need was. We judged that based on a number of employees impacted, overall impact in the last month that the COVID-19 virus has had on their individual business. We also took a look at their community involvement, and as well as what are they doing as individual businesses to try to weather this storm. We've been so amazed. I'm sure any mayor would tell you so many businesses have thought outside the box and thought of new ways to keep their doors open, keep their employees employed to help weather the storm. So that was just some of the criteria we took into account when we were judging those 209 applications.
Talking to Mayor Chris Jensen, the mayor of Noblesville, it's a mix of things. You've got dentists on there. You have restaurants on that list as well. Tailors on there, a whole group of people. So it didn't matter the type of business. It mattered these level of qualifications that you had. You were amazed at the amount of people who applied and the need for $1.9 million. That leads to the follow-up of how you get things back open and going. Now, I know that cities are going to certainly follow what the governor is doing because there are certain rules and in place and things that you have to wait for X to happen, for Y to happen. But what are business owners telling you about the need to reopen? Are they itching to do it? Are they asking you to get it started? Is everyone playing it cool? Like, listen, we're willing to wait this out for a little while. Is the little while a time certain? What is it that they're telling you?
Well, Tony, I think it's a mix. I mean, I think there's certainly an overarching need and desire to keep their employees and themselves safe and the community safe. And that's the balance that we're trying to strike. But there is a lot of itching because that's their life is on the line at times when it comes to their life savings or their life dream here. So they do want to get back open, but they want to do it in a safe way. I think they're able to weather this storm, and that's really what we're trying to do. We're not, you know, if we give you up to $10,000, we know that might be rent for a month or two at most. But there's a lot more assistance they're going to need to get their doors back open. So from City Hall standpoint, we're starting to think about what that looks like when the doors do open back up. We know that it's not going to go back to normal overnight, but how do we get these businesses back open? How do we get the economy back churning? But we do it in a safe and respectful way. And again, to your point, we have to take our guidance from the governor and from the president and give answers to them in terms of the guidelines that we have to follow. But we're going to be ready when we're allowed to do so in a safe and respectable way. Our economy is going to be open for business.
Have you spoken to Governor Holcomb and told him what you think Noblesville would like to do, or not what you think, what you would like Noblesville to do and start doing? Have you had that conversation?
I have had that conversation via text in a way with the governor. I will say the governor and his team are incredibly responsive. They have been, I've been very impressed with their leadership. They've been very communicative to us on the local level. They know our need and desire to get the economy open because they hear it from every city across the state. They know it from the dollars that they're seeing come in the state coffers. So it's not anything that's going to be a surprise to them. But I will say we, like the governor, are following public health expert guidelines and guidance to do that in a safe and respectful way.
That is Mayor Chris Jensen. Mayor Jensen on Twitter, CT Jensen on Twitter. Do you not? How many Twitter accounts do you have?
I have at Mayor Chris Jensen, and my personal one's at CT Jensen. So you just never know. You get a little flavor of everything, Tony, by following me.
I only have at Tony Katz. I actually do have a burner account. It's called Matt in Traffic.
Well, I won't comment on that. So.
That is my burner account. Mayor Chris Jensen, I wish you all the best. Keep us posted as to what's going on.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.